If you were going to climb a mountain, what's the first thing you would need? Probably a desire to climb the mountain. Let's face it, the rest is just details. There are few career paths where passion plays so vital a role in one's future success as does being a politician. A clear majority of your fellow interns, should you start at the intern level, will not be back within a year. For them, a political internship is a way station, a rest stop to collect some nice work experience and preferably an even nicer recommendation before continuing their true career path. We hasten to add that there is nothing wrong with this. What you learn working as an intern in politics will serve you well throughout your life. You might decide, after spending a summer or a year in local government or in Washington, that it isn't your thing. That's perfectly okay. You've gained great work experience, good contacts, and something that's even more valuable to a young professional. You know what you don't want to do. Believe us, most people spend years, otherwise known as their 20s, learning what they don't want to do. In Washington specifically, you will also come to know some people who started as interns, believing it to be only a short gig, but caught Beltway fever and never left. Then there are those who arrive at Capitol Hill mid-career. Most in this category don't start as interns. They usually come to Washington with a skill set that already places them in a mid-level position. We'll cover this entry point in more detail later. However one gets to the Hill, staying on the Hill usually comes down to passion, the desire to climb the mountain. In the introduction, we chose the phrase to make a difference to cover the variety of interests that collectively come under this theme of passion. Indeed, each of us had somewhat different reasons for choosing a Hill career. We pursued different tracks once there, we worked for opposing parties, and we selected much different careers after we left. Nevertheless, those differences pale in comparison to our shared passion to make a difference. As it was for us, so it will be for you and your peers. Lesson 1. Have the dream. As we explained at the beginning of this chapter, by far the most important element in building a successful career in politics is a desire to build a career in politics. It seems intuitive, but not when you consider how many of your peers, assuming you have yet to start your career, will end up in jobs they had no intention of doing. Very few people just end up with a successful career in politics, as if they were just going through the motions and voila, success. To look at it another way, many, if not most people, tolerate their job. It pays the rent, supports the family, and leaves a little extra for recreation and savings for the future. But it's not their passion. What we can say with near certainty is that you will not like your job in politics if you don't have a passion, a dream, to be there. For many of you, this probably seems obvious. You already know you have a passion, so why are we bothering with this at all? That's great, but the point holds whether you already have the desire or simply have an interest or curiosity. Indeed, lesson one will hold throughout your entire Capitol Hill or political experience. That's why we've spent so much time discussing it. It's as simple as this. If you don't have a desire or passion, or if you lose the desire or passion, you will not have a successful career in politics. We don't say this to scare you off. A simple curiosity is more than enough to try out Capitol Hill or working in local government. The desire, the passion, might grow in time. Rather, we offer it as a warning that might someday save you years of grinding drudgery. To work in politics is an honor and privilege, but it is also a choice. Choose wisely.